The parsha of Kisavo is one of two parshiot in the Torah that contains the Tochacha, a series of curses and punishments that befall Bnei Israel. In Bechukosai, the punishments are brought on, and the Tochacha is brought on because Hashem says, if you reject my decrees and you abhor my laws, if there's going to be an actual rejection on the part of Klal Yisrael to the mitzvos of Hashem, then the Tochacha shows us all the evils that will befall us. The language in Kisavo, where there is also a Tochacha, is very different though. When seeking the reason as to why all the punishments will befall Bnei Israel, the Torah says, Tachas asher lo avadata as Hashem Elokecha, besimcha uvetuv levav. You will be punished because you didn't serve Hashem your Lord, besimcha uvetuv levav, with joy and with a sense of good fulfillment. Of course, there's a question as to why such punishments come simply because we don't serve God with joy. What difference is it whether we do it with joy or not, as long as we do God's mitzvot? So it seems that there's a serious lesson and a challenge to us as a people that both is personal and communal, both for the good of the world and for the good of the Jews. There is no question that the Torah is not just a gift to us, but a mandate to us. And if we reject it, and if we reject God by doing so, there will befall us an array of really terrible decrees. But I think the Torah is teaching us that it's not enough simply to do mitzvos or not to disobey God. That what we are is more than a faith and a legal system based on fear and absolute loyalty. This says that the manner in which we live our lives, the manner in which we observe mitzvot, is as critical to our happiness and to the possibility of us as individuals and as a people avoiding punishments as the actual observance of the statute. That Ivdu es Hashem besimcha, core to the Jewish people, is not just to serve God, but to serve Him with the fullness of heart, to serve Him with joy. That the lesson has to also be that this isn't a sacred burden to observe mitzvot, but it's a gift that gives us great simcha v'tuv levav, great joy. The lesson for us as a people is that as a community, we're not supposed to be a solemnly observant group. We're supposed to be a joyous people. And frankly, since it's our role to be Or LaGoyim, to be a light unto the nations, if we simply observe the mitzvahs and do it only with a sense of obedience, what are we showing the nations of the world? Specifically, we have to show the world that living a life filled with the values of the Torah not only are conforming to God's guidance to us and mandate to us, but are giving us the great gift of joy. And it's our failure if we don't bring simcha, if we don't bring joy and fullness of heart to living the life of a Jew. Look, the message is clear. The message is that Yahadut and the Torah is not our sacred burden, but our sacred privilege and opportunity. And that although we observe the mitzvot so that we listen to God's voice, how we do it is equally important, and how we recognize that this is a great gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam.